Hey, welcome. You're just in time to join us for our Weebisation.
We're back. We're disappointed. And we're going to talk about it. No matter how ass it is. We're here to talk about the disappointment that is One Punch Man Season 3. I'm joined, as normal, with my co-host Shannon.
Yeah, hello. I don't want to watch this anime anymore.
It's that bad. I waited too long for this, and
it just keeps getting worse. How does it keep getting worse?
I was hoping just an ounce of it was good, and it just got more worse. And we're also joined by Alfox A, also known as Antonio.
You know, I'm here. I'm sleep deprived as fuck. Also, my eternal damnation is finally ended. I'm back. I'm out of the basement. Nico put me in because my intros were dog shit and they had to cut it out. And my punishment was just staying this out of episodes for a long time and him stealing all my fucking ideas for episodes.
To be fair, we brainstormed the episodes. Or talked about it in the previous episode.
Nothing's original.
Dude, like, if you take a look at the library catalog, you'll see at least 5 titles that were topics I brought up when...
Well?
This guy's eating on the fucking mic.
I'm eating ice.
That's even worse.
Stay hydrated, people.
Well, don't say that, I'm sure you...
Anyways, so far, the season has been, pretty ass. Like, I give it, like, a 3, maybe a 2. Well, it's pretty bad.
Yeah, I'll give it, like, a 2 out of 10.
Bro, even the theme song's not even that good. The opening theme song's not good, which is terrible. I don't even blame the studio. I blame Bandai more than me.
Where's the heart?
I blame Bandai. Literally, I blame Bandai for a lot of things. And that's one of the main thing is for releasing this garbage. We're looking at the still images of
that. I was about to say, like, so before we start recording, we pulled the still images of the little thumbnails for each of the episodes that have come out so far. So and all were semi-detailed still shots. And it was single frame scenes for this. Yeah. Except for episode 1. That straight looks ass. Everything else looks intolerable.
It's bad because most of the episodes have still frames. And these are the best part of the still frames.
Yeah.
Can we talk about the random, like, still color frames?
Yes.
Like the.
Oh, yeah. You know what I noticed is all the frames that are super still are black. Like, have you noticed that? They're all just super dark. Like, black or purple. Like, there's no still frame that's light. Like, besides when,
Yeah, there's the one, like, it was, like, yellow and blue. Yeah, like, what, like, blue. What is this, like, JoJo opening ass still frame? What is this? Reason.
So if you guys don't know, don't watch One Punch Man Season 3. It's a disappointment. A lot of still frames because the studio didn't have enough time. We waited a long time.
It was 7 fucking years. What do you mean not enough time?
No. It was 7 years of no studio picking it up. And then last minute, studio picked it up. With no trailer, by the way. No season 3 trailer until the week of. No announcements, no nothing. And Bandai approved. I would have rather waited delay. For better stuff than still images. There's literally a moment in season or episode 3 where it's just a minute of just still frame panning.
Yeah.
It's just talking. Just bullshit. It is straight bullshit.
They had to outsource to a fucking Chinese studio for episode 6.
I didn't know that. That made
no, the episode 6 was outsourced to a Chinese sweatshop studio. And that's why episode 6 looks the worst.
It's a record of Ragnarok all over again. Except
that's why we were talking about season, like, she was so detailed in this one scene. Everything was, yeah. That was the Chinese sweatshop worker popping the first boner in 3 months. Drawing that bitch. That was all his fucking effort went towards it.
Anyways, we've watched up until episode 6, but we're talking about episode 2 and 3 today. Episode 2 is mainly, TLDR, spoiler alert, is mainly about...
Do you care about spoiler alerts? You told him not to fucking watch this. Just say it.
Sure. It's about Goro dying, or not Goro, yeah, he dies in Dash, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And Saitama's there, and her
well, there. Right. Episode 2 is mainly about Goro's conflicted
yeah.
because the Monster Association is trying to recruit him, and, you know, his infatuation about, you know, being a hero killer and
getting stronger.
Yeah, but he's really not trying to do it for the reason they want him to. He's just doing it because everybody's in his way. He doesn't want to be labeled as a, you know...
hero killer.
Yeah, but, you know, if people are going to be in his way, you might as well go all out.
He's
yeah.
thugging for the love of the game, not for pay.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's weird because, like, it's a weird balance between, like, obsession, but, like, knowing that he's, like, I'm just better than everybody.
Yeah, he's, like, he's like, becoming an anti-villain, almost.
Yeah, but he's, like, really narcissistic about it.
Yeah.
Which is a really interesting take on his character. You know, mm-hmm. you don't really see that in anime like that. It's not portrayed the way he does it.
Yeah.
This is the Garo season. Like, if you don't like Garo, I'm so sorry. You're not gonna... you're gonna like this even worse if you don't like Garo.
Even if you like Garo, we're gonna be so damn disappointed.
Yeah. But I'm saying, if you dislike Garo, you're gonna be even more disappointed because
this like is
mostly about him.
Yeah. I like Garo yeah. a lot. So yeah, he's in the diner. Like, I'm pretty sure that's most of the episode. 15
minutes. Oh, yeah, yeah. For like...
15
minutes, most 15 minutes. Of the episodes, he's at the diner eating, and, you know, sure, I guess we can see that.
That's what I was going to say. This felt like an episode of How I Met Your Mother. that's what this is going for. They're just going for, like, thinking, but, like, sitting in one eating place doing fucking nothing.
Well, yeah, it starts off with him thinking to himself, him going to a diner, him eating... it being a Dine and Dash situation that leads to him running into this man-child. I forgot his name.
This is just the average Barry plotline.
But it means that Tama and Hurricane are there, right?
Sure, but they don't really matter.
They're just for the comic relief at the point, because so Tama's worried about Dine and Dashing as well.
Yeah, because, you know, he was also trying to get out of it because he forgot his wallet, but, yeah. That's neither here nor there. He just needed an excuse. That's why Hurricane even showed up.
Yep. Yeah, then we met King the Ripper, the child kidnapper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They ended up popping up from hiding because they were stalking Goro to see what he does.
Yep.
And since
he's with Insect God,
protecting said child, they were like, hey, you need to kill that child or
you're not a monster. You. Yeah, you're not a monster if you don't kill a child.
Yeah.
He's like, he pretty much just middle fingered the fuck out of him. Fuck you guys, I don't have to listen to you guys.
Yeah.
You guys aren't even that strong. And then Insect God got him by surprise, right?
Yes, episode 3, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's all of episode 2.
Yeah, that's pretty much episode 2.
That's all
it took us 5 minutes to discuss sitting around for 15 minutes in that fucking episode. Yeah. How long are these episodes again? I forget.
Like 21 minutes? I think
24.
Yeah, episode 3. Insect God and King the Ripper. Yeah,
this is where the fight comes out. This is where everybody was getting hyped about, you know?
Yeah, they're like having a stand down for like 5 minutes talking about how Garo should kill the kid.
Yeah.
Kid's being a snot nose. Yeah, the kid's being a snot nose brat crying, paralyzed, couldn't even move because he's a bitch. Yeah. He's like, Garo, please save me. Garo, please. Please. Girl's like, I don't have time for this shit. And then Garo tries to make the kid run or whatever. And then we get our first actual fight scene.
Yeah.
Sequenced and animated. And,
This was, like, definitely the make and break episode for me.
Yeah.
And then Nintendo Flip Note happened.
Oh, man. The,
Talk about my rating for the show going down on this episode.
Yeah. The fighting being what it was, it pissed me off. It's like, how do you
It was like,
how do you allow this to happen?
It was like, I would have watched it's
an anticipated episode. Like, yeah, you could have just made the fight choreography good and animated well, and then fucked up the rest of the show, and I'd be like, all right, cool, that's fine.
Bro, the first season of Dragon Ball was better than what I did watch in this episode.
It feels like Dragon Ball fighting, like OG Dragon Ball fighting, but the training parts of Dragon Ball, where it's just a little bit of this, a little bit of that. That's how bad it is.
I'm going to say here, Chief. They really have no fucking excuse when Ruby looks the way it does and is fucking insane, the choreography in that.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely, if I could draw, I probably would have drawn something better, but I can't even draw.
It felt
I
like,
could draw stick figures better.
You know the things that kids do where like they draw like a character, like cut it out with scissors, and, like glue it on a popsicle stick and then wave it around? That's what this fucking felt like. That's what it fucking felt like. And the little frames where they actually like throw a punch felt like when you wave the fucking paper figure and the fucking arm just like does this, it just wiggles around. Like that's what it felt like.
You know what's worse is the fight scene wasn't even the most talked about thing of the episode. There is literally a scene where they just drag Garo sliding, quote unquote, down a hill. And it's not him sliding. It's just a still image that they dragged on the screen.
They used lasso tool and dragged it down the screen.
Lasso tool. It's that bad. The internet meme the fuck. Like, I mean the fuck out of
you see people, meme accounts on Instagram with the fucking cat and they just flip the PNG to make it look like it's stepping. They couldn't even fucking do that.
No, they couldn't do that. And what makes it worse is he's in the background. He's not even actually in the main focus. He's just in the background being dragged.
It's like, okay, cool. If you keep flipping him over and over, make him look like he's actually fucking walking. He's like, keep the head still, lasso around his head, just do that. Sure, fine. It's a background. No one's going to be kissing him. He's not the main focus. But the fact that he's just sliding, no movement. And, like, he's wearing dark, you know, yeah, the red hair, black shirt. On a fucking bright green background, it makes it so fucking obvious too.
Yeah. Love that OG Record of Ragnarok animation so much.
You know what made it worse? Paint it
Freeman anime.
Is that fight was only the last like 8 minutes of the episode too, when they actually start fighting.
Mm-hmm.
It's only the last 8 minutes. It's just like...
We love juxtaposition. Where it doesn't belong.
Right? So, yeah, it's about pushing past Garo's limit as a human. And we find out that Insect God and King the Ripper were told one thing by... how do you say his name? Gyoro? How do you say the guy's name? Gyoro Garo? G-Y-O-R-O? The guy with the big eyeball.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I don't want to say Garo, but it's...
Right, it's not Garo. It's like...
Gyoro.
Yeah, Gyoro? Yeah, sure. Yeah. Gyoro. that's his name! Gyoro is, his plan was to make, to see the limit of Garo, because we learned that, in that episode... He chose King the Ripper and the Insect God because they were like a little more unhinged and they were playing by their own rules and doing what they wanted. Hence why King the Ripper was like the kid kidnapper and didn't care about what anyone else wanted. He just wanted to play with things or whatever. And Insect God was like, I'm hella strong. I don't care about anything else. I'm the king of insects.
You know? Like, right, yeah.
So they were kind of full of themselves and...
They got their ass beat and... Silly-ass way.
Well, technically, they were pretty even, and then King the Ripper, towards the end of the episode, Garo was trying to save Tario, and then Garo got sliced up. Man got sliced and diced.
Yeah, I mean... That stupid-ass fucking thing always causes fucking problems.
What's that mud guy that kidnapped Tario? I forgot.
Mud guy?
Yeah, the mud monster he came. That's why
Garo was in the situation. I don't...
I forgot his name.
Know his name.
But he was like, I have the kid now. You can't do anything. I'm going to kidnap him, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. They were... Yeah, they were... All that, and you still couldn't kill Garo.
Right? They did all that effort. 3-on-1. Beat the shit out of them. Sliced them up. Garl lost, like, I mean, massive amounts of blood already. Mm-hmm. And then King just rips him up. I miss a lot.
You're right.
You guys just made me miss season just one. Killed one child. You know how excited I was, little kid me, in fucking like freshman year of high school, like I'm gonna check out One Punch Man.
One Punch Man season one was peak.
Bro. And I'm like, God, think about the Boros fight. It's like, God, so good. You know, watch that, then watch.
Dude, that fight, animated wise, I'd watch the fight over like so many times. That fight was sick as hell. Not only was he like. The fact that you could see both the impact of the ship and the inside of when they were fighting, but like you just felt like my man Boros was limit breaking himself. Like, he's like, oh, this is exhilarating. Even though he's getting his ass beat, he's like, I love this. Like,
he did his ass beat and leveling up.
Yeah. Right. My man's pulling a subpar Goku. My favorite thing about that fight was the more he got beat up, the more his mouth opened with excitement.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like, I didn't expect season one stuff to happen in season three, but I didn't expect it to be this bad either. Like, it's pretty bad. There's too many still frames to count. In the first three episodes. Like, we probably have like 15 minutes of still images. That's how bad it is.
Like, I can recall a majority of events that happened in season one. Season two, sometimes I just forget exists.
I like season two because it showed like everyone else.
You can debut your own anime with all the still images out of the amount of episodes that are already out.
Yeah.
Like, I'm looking at Carver, 17 minutes and we pretty much just, they said, hey, we're going to go through episodes 2 and 3 of One Punch Man. 17 minutes in, we already fucking discussed everything. What else is there to talk about?
Well, you know, you gotta do your B plot with Zombie Man. Yeah. You know, that matters.
Yeah, it does matter.
I don't give a single shit!
With, who do you run to? The insect lady and, what's his face? The former villains?
The guerrilla warfare.
Yeah, guy.
Forgot his name. But he was stalking them for like a good amount of the episode.
They weren't doing shit.
And they weren't doing anything. He was just like, I found the Zuka base. He's recording all his, like, he was doing full detective work. Sneaking and everything, reporting. Come to find out, man, just opened a ramen shop. Like a Korean barbecue ramen shop.
I'm just saying this.
Man retired.
Folks was chilling, bro.
Man retired and had the good life. He goes, what are you doing here, man? You want some ramen? Let's talk.
I'm just going to say this. I don't know many people, like, you know, manga-wise, I don't know many people say Monster Association is their favorite arc. In fact, probably a lot of people say this is, like, one of their least favorites. Because, like, it's just there.
Yeah.
So, like, we're getting this treatment for an arc that not many people care about. It's so disappointing. It's so fucking disappointing.
It's sad because, like...
It gets so much better after this arc. Yes. The comeback is so good.
It's sad because, like, all the characters' storylines are, like, actually getting, you know, developed. And it's just... Why do we have to have it in this season? Like, there's so many things happening for other characters. And it's just like, why do we have to have this season? Like,
I'm thinking about the butchered white shot in episode 6. I'm thinking about the butchered ass wide. I'm going too big for my britches. But showing all the fuckers in the wide shot and like half of them are just mesh monsters instead of like, the detailed fucking work that wide shot was in the manga, it's just painful.
My favorite thing between the first 3 episodes so far is every background character just looks like a chibi. When they're compared to the main characters.
They're so poorly drawn.
Like, we talked about this before a long time ago.
Less effort.
Yeah.
Because, like, I know what Brady does. We talked about how, like, one of our favorite anime gimmicks is, like, background characters that either look like amalgamations or, like, chibis. But, like, they're actually, you know, cute. Like, somehow, like, you know, obviously referencing how the mangaka just actually draws the background characters like that. But, But even the shitty background characters look bad. It's like, it's just, it's sad, you know? Well,
there's a moment where Garo is going to the restaurant and people in the background are just blobs. They're just legit blobs just moving with arms. I'm like, what is this? You didn't even animate any detail besides hair.
And you can do so much for background characters. Like, One Punch Man's character designs, they're pretty good. I will say that.
Yeah.
Like, obviously...
They put too much detail in, like, stupid shit like the wall. The wall right here in the still image is too, so detailed for no fucking reason.
Yeah. But Genos' arms...
Oh, my God.
Oh, shit, he's going to rant about Genos.
They butchered my boy. Talk about aura loss, bro.
Every character
holy shit.
Has aura loss.
How you upgrade it in... You look like a downgrade.
Every character has aura loss.
So this is my upgrade. Walking down the street, motherfucker looks like he fucking grabbed a fucking costume from Spirit Halloween. That ain't fucking metal grade, Chief. That got the plastic tubes.
Yeah, look like he
went to Home Depot.
Put his arms in trash.
Guys, you guys know what we forgot to talk about that happened in these two episodes?
What?
That fucking ragtag hero team that the millionaire...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Clearly, so Fortify doesn't exist in my mind.
We forgot to mention the whole plot and the reason why the Monster Association is so, like...
The whole plot is crazy. We went through 20 minutes discussing everything, and then we just...
skipped over the whole plot. Garo was the main focus, but... The millionaire...
This is his fucking story and arc.
The millionaire son, guy with the orange hair, I forgot his name... His son got kidnapped, and so the Hero Association are trying to figure out why, you know, and where. And so the monsters hold him hostage, and then, you know, because he's a kid that King the Ripper can't touch, obviously King wants another kid, so he tries to get Tario with the help of Insect God and the Mud Guy. And so, that's the main, like, focal point of the whole, like, this season. And then, you know, as the heroes are, like, figuring everything out, like, Child Emperor's, like, coming up with a plan, and, what's the knight's name? Death Knight? Is that his name?
Death Knight?
Yeah, what's the name? I forgot. Metal Knight went MIA, and he told Child Emperor not to trust anyone, because he went, his best model got defeated by a monster, which... They never clarify which monster...
Still haven't clarified that yet.
Yeah. They didn't clarify which monster destroyed his best armor, but he was, like, deep into their territory and forgot out where they were, but he wouldn't tell anything to Child Emperor. Which yeah. is kind of sus, I'm not going to lie. And so, the millionaire decided it was a good idea to hire some ragtag team of, like, Class C and B heroes, I think, or hero status of that. They're not actual heroes. And he hired them some money to go infiltrate and get his son back.
They were just some regular ass.
Some regular ass humans with some power armor, pretty much.
Yeah.
And they went in, and yeah, they just went in.
they went in, and we didn't see anything happen. And then next time we see them, they got captured by the monsters.
Well, one of them technically died, I think, or two of them died. And they were fearful, and they were begging for their life. And then Super S, is that her name? The girl with the whip and the mask?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, Super S. She whipped them into shape, quote-unquote, and now they're her minions, and she, like, had their bodies infused with their armor and all that stuff, so.
Yeah.
Oh, and the other thing that happened during the episode that I forgot to talk about is, I think it was in... I'm pretty sure it was episode 2 and 3. The jail cell incident?
Jail cell?
Yeah. with Puru Puru.
Oh, yeah.
He gets let out.
So was,
That was episode 2, right? Or was it episode 3? Might be episode 3.
That was episode
2. It was episode 2? Yeah, Puru Puru.
We're losing track of the timeline.
Sorry.
The still images are blurring together.
It's not a rememberable anime. I'm sorry. I don't know what to tell you.
Hey, guys, you guys want to watch a good, like, hero-based anime right now? Watch Tajima Wants to Be a Kamen Rider. Pretty good. Watch that instead.
For once, I'm going to say this to Antonio. Yeah, Puna Puna gets let out of prison. He wants to get all the prisoners that got changed by, forgot the cat's name. They like give him like their blessing or whatever, and he goes to join the, you know, S-class heroes, etc., etc. So
we're trying really hard to remember genuinely off the top of our heads, because usually Nico has on his second monitor just info posted, either notes or he just looks up midway as he's talking. He doesn't have any of that. We're legitimately trying our fucking hardest to remembering what happens in these fucking episodes. Like, it's fucking mind-numbing. It's mind-numbing watching through this.
Yeah. I will say, I was prepared, but not prepared at the same time, because there's not too much to talk about.
There's genuinely not.
Usually I have, like, a lot of things to talk about, and I love the show, but there's just not.
Hey, look, it's not even that. It's that if we end up talking about other episodes, we won't have any more episodes to come up with podcasts.
That's true.
Like, there's only 6 episodes out so far. And the most we can genuinely talk about is the dog shit that is episode 6 and go on that. But I feel like that would actually may take up the rest of our time, because what the fuck?
Yeah, because episode 4, 5, and 6 is like, one thing happens for both episodes.
And then 6 happens. And then 6 is where things go fucking downhill harder than you thought it would already be.
I think 5 is pretty bad. I'm not gonna lie. I think 5 is the worst episode so far.
Five is bad because we get to see
a detailed fight, quote unquote.
We get to see the Monster King in all his inaudible glory.
Yeah.
And then Garo's like, alright, square up, fucker, and then
damn. This bitch got hands.
Yeah, and then that's pretty much it.
We'll talk about it more in detail, but
yeah,
there's not too much. Yeah. These are going to be shorter episodes.
Cause literally, the only thing about episode 5 is the fight. That's literally all.
Yeah,
there is to talk about,
and a part of that's in episode 4 as well. We're not going.
Yeah,
but we'll talk about it. These episodes are going to be really short because we have nothing to talk about. That's good. We will talk about and break down the episode. But just know that these episodes will be a lot shorter because there is really just not anything great or anything in general to talk about.
It's such a disappointment, man.
Alright, so how do you deal with your one of your favorite animes, Train to Berserk, its adaptations?
I cry.
So guys, read One Punch Man. Don't watch it at this point now.
Yeah. I would just read in general. It's a pretty good read, but
It's an amazing read.
Season 3 is definitely not worth the watch. Like, it's not even worth the effort.
It'll be pretty on the eyes to read.
Yeah. It's really not worth that. We'll suffer for you guys. We'll watch it. We're not gonna like it, but we'll suffer for you guys to watch it, tell you about it. Just don't. Just please don't.
Yeah.
Please don't.
You gotta watch and suffer and give this shit a chance, but you couldn't give Alice's Nation past episode 8?
I'll get to it.
It's too late now.
I'll still get to it.
It's too late now.
I'll wait for the last episode of the podcast. Guys, I watched it.
It's gonna be fucking like 3-5 years down the line. Like, yeah, guys, fuck, this thing isn't working, you know.
Are we getting 12 episodes this season? Or 10 for One Punch Man?
For this?
Yeah.
At this point, I don't even fucking know. I don't even think they'll have enough money to finish it.
I think it's only 10 episodes.
Okay, so I guess since we're so fucking unsure on this shit, for context. Yeah, he's currently looking through all the other episodes. There's so
see
many.
See all these shots.
We're looking at shots from season 2, and it looks so much fucking better. Like, some of these frames.
These are like
non-ideal frames.
Yeah, like 1-second frames.
Wait, I think there's only 7 episodes of season. Yeah, it was 7 episodes of season 2. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Yeah, there's only 7 episodes each.
Yeah, season. There's none.
We only get one more episode?
Alright guys, so there's literally fucking nothing to talk about. So anyways, episode 6 is the worst visually because they decided, hey, this shit too fucking hard for us, and clearly it's fucking ending soon. Fuck
wait,
it.
Wait, we forgot to talk about, they showed an image, or a still image of season two, one of the episodes in season three.
Oh, right? Yeah.
And it looked so much better on screen than the actual episode. I forgot about that. We literally had a scene from episode...
We also forgot the fucking plot of the fucking first two episodes. So, like, who cares? So, anyways, yeah. So, episode six, they decide, hey, this shit is too hard for us.
Dude,
let's off-sort it to a so fucking Chinese sweatshop studio.
Detail on Carl, bro, season two. Oh, it's so bad compared.
The backgrounds just also look so much better. Also, like, you talk about the buildings have the most detail in any of the fucking frames. Like,
on season three, yeah, but look at this. Look at this.
Like, do you think the studio just had like background assets?
Oh, dude, the sky in season two actually was really nice. I like that. The background sky in season two was really good, but I feel like season three they just. Everything's inside, like, most of it's inside.
I look up, I see who I like.
Yeah, right. It's just dark.
Yeah, you can see all, there's this no the sky most in any of these shots.
This is the most detail we got.
Hey, oh, you know what's bad? When people aren't fucking thirsting hard for Fubuki, this arc. I've seen nothing of that shit. It's like, you clearly did the girl that fucking dirty that no one's sipping over. I have not seen a single fucking AMV for the season. But I can, right. And there's fucking nothing.
The fans are disappointed. They're disappointed.
Yeah, so I don't have high remarks for the rest of the season. Last episode.
I mean, by that logic, if there's only one episode left, there's nothing to talk about.
I mean, we might as well just scrunch 4, 5, 6, and 7 in one episode.
Yeah.
We can talk about that next time.
That is the best we could do, yeah. When then that last episode comes out, even if it is the last episode, shit.
Yeah, there's only been 7 episodes per season, so there's 1.
Hey, you never know.
2, 3, 4.
Oh no! So we're getting more episodes, by the way.
Oh no, it's 12. 12 was the first season.
Hey, I'll play this.
24.
Monster Association. 12.
So it's 12.
Yeah, it's 12. Yeah, sorry, it's 12.
Monster Association. Is chapter 53. Arguably around chapter 53 in the manga. And it ends around chapter 94.
No, we got a lot more content.
We got so much fucking more.
So we'll talk about... I guess we'll talk about 4 or 5.
I'm just saying.
We have to do 6. Yeah, we can still do 4, 5, 6.
There's nothing else to fucking talk about. It's going to be another one.
By the time we talk about it, the next episode will probably be
God,
there's so many good arcs coming up after this fucking dog show.
Honestly, I might just end the episode here because there's literally nothing else to talk about in the season. Dog shit opening, dog shit animations, dog shit fight. The only thing they got is the character development right now.
Let's talk about the voice acting. How do you feel about the voice acting for this?
I don't know, I don't see their mouth moving all the time. I see still images. So, what is there to talk about?
I hear a lot of thinking.
Yeah, I hear a lot of thinking.
How much do you think the cast were paid to do this?
I saw more mouth moving from King and Hurricane than any of the characters. And Silver Fang. Those are the only two characters that moved their mouth.
Right.
You telling me you don't like random like still shots of buildings and ceilings and floors while like important dialogue happens? No. Instead of focus shots on the characters walking upstairs?
No.
Voice acting is fine. It's
one of those important talks. A Genesis of Fubuki happens in fucking... It doesn't even fucking show! It doesn't even fucking show! It's just the side of a fucking building! They couldn't animate them walking up a fucking stairwell! You tell me a fucking stairwell? Pre-acid doesn't fucking exist! They can just color to this fucking...
You couldn't have them PNG slide up a stairwell? I thought I'll stare at the side of
no, I'm thinking about those old, like, 90s 3D games. I'm thinking about those old, like, 90s 3D games where, like it's clearly, like, a one single, like, polygon mesh, like, rotating. I want that to happen as they're walking up the fucking stairs. Like, them, like...
Yeah.
A Mario 64 boulder hitting sound effect. As the fucking mesh turns as they're walking up the stairs.
Alright, any closing remarks from you
guys?
One
Punch Man Season 3, guys.
We got to get to the 35 minute mark. We got 30 seconds.
Okay, any closing remarks?
36 closing remarks, fuck ass.
Well, you could have just fucking lied and just ended there. I'm padding for runtime. You know how fucked YouTube ads are? They give you an ad a minute after the video starts, and every 3 minutes afterwards, it gives you an ad.
Oh, yeah. I hate that I have to watch this on Hulu with all these ads, because my disappointment just keeps
escalating. You're just watching shit.
I'll watch 10 minutes of something. 3 of those 10 minutes is still image. Then I go to a fucking 2 minute ad. And then I'll be like, another 10 minutes? Oh, there's some action? Oh, it's lackluster. 2 minute ad. Fuck!
Yeah. Like, dude, I can't even watch my fucking, like, because what I do sometimes when I want to go to sleep is, like, you know, like, put on, like, an hour 20 plus video, you know, like, put on a Bellatro stream. I have to fucking keep skipping ads every single 3 fucking minutes for, like, an hour 21 videos. Like, great, really.
I fall asleep to crime stories, and I'm glad they don't have ads. Because I would fucking hate it.
The woman was murdered on her own boys. 50% back clearance sale at the mansion's warehouse!
No, my favorite is a YouTube survey. I mean, it's like super chill. And it's like, and you'll never believe what happened. Da, 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 da. It's like, fuck.
Would you like to help YouTube by answering our question?
What I hate is the 50-minute ads that is just a whole nother video.
Oh, yeah.
Like this.
Shout out to the one time the entire Lego movie was an ad. I watched that shit. I was watching a 10-minute video, and the entire Lego movie came out as an ad. I'm like, fuck it, I got an hour or two. I got an hour 20 to kill. Fuck, let's watch the Lego movie.
That's crazy.
I think there was an entire, like, fucking Nintendo announcement that was a fucking, like, entire 50-minute Nintendo announcement that was a fucking ad recently.
I think the most... I think I saw a live playthrough of someone playing. It was like a live stream. It was a recording of a live stream playthrough. It was like 2 hours long.
What's
that? I don't know.
People paid a fucking, probably thousands for that shit to show up for.
Yeah.
For like one fucker to be like, y'all watch this entire fucking 2 hour thing.
I think I've only actually clicked on like 3 ads on YouTube ever.
I clicked on my first YouTube ad last night.
I'd be doing it accidentally because it's like we're trying to skip it and it redirects me to the. I'm like, bro, it's not what I did. Stop.
No, my first legit click was last night.
Be fat finger.
No, because I woke up and I'm like, yeah, I'll only put on a YouTube video. You know, some new uploads coming on there. And I get an ad for fucking licorice.com. Like, this is exactly what I was. This is what I've been waiting for! Finally, an ad for me and not a fucking. One of the supporting the tokos. Like, I don't even want a fucking Togo that in Spanish. Why are you giving me Togo that in Spanish? I'm watching Bellatro. Why are you giving me a fucking Ford Focus ad? Why are you doing this to me? And then liquor store comes save me. I'm like, fuck, I'm so fucking hungry. Let me order this shit. $20, goddamn, worth it, but goddamn, I'm bookmarking this fucking website. Hi, guys. Even though we're supposed to finish for 30 seconds, we spoke for a good 2.5 minutes. On YouTube ads, and we had more fucking fun talking about that. This is season 3 of fucking One Punch Man.
I'm gonna end the episode here.
38 minute mark, 8 seconds.
We appreciate you guys for listening. We're gonna talk more about this dog shit season of One Punch Man. Bear with us. We appreciate you.
No, end that shit.
Fuck this shit.
Thanks for listening to Weebisations. If you enjoyed the episode, tune in every Wednesday wherever you catch your podcasts. And join the Cracked Media Discord to get updates and interact with the community.